Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray recently added five new projects to the state's Brownfields Support Team initiative. Ludlow Mills is the only project in western Massachusetts to be designated for the cleanup assistance in this latest round.
This has been an immensely successful program, and we know it will be in Ludlow too, because when you clean these properties up, you create economic development opportunities, housing opportunities, you expand the tax base and put people to work.
Ludlow Mills is a sprawling former textile mill complex along 1.5 miles of the Chicopee River. It consists of more than 60 buildings on 170 acres. The site has environmental cleanup needs that must be addressed before a further redevelopment can proceed. The Brownfields Support Team consists of representatives from some 24 agencies that work to tackle complex cleanup and redevelopment projects.
Number one, it dedicates staff from all the relevant agencies that will commit to work with local officials. It's the same people. It prioritizes and creates a level of accountability. But it also opens up funding opportunities, whether it be for mass development, housing and economic development, a range of EPA, DEP, to do assessment, to do cleanups, to help move these projects forward.
Lieutenant Governor Murray said that since the initiative was launched in 2008, more than $18 million has gone to clean up and reuse more than 300 acres of property in the state for community and economic development. The contaminated Chapman Valve property in Springfield was cleaned up and is now a solar power generating facility operated by Western Massachusetts Electric Company. Another project undertaken by the Brownfields Support Team is the former Facemate textile mill in Chicopee, where a senior center is going to be built next year. A private nonprofit development corporation has advanced a plan to redevelop the entire Ludlow Mills site over the course of the next 15 to 20 years. Ground was broken last summer for a new $27 million rehabilitation hospital at the site. There are plans for a $20 million, 83-unit senior housing complex. Aaron Saunders, a member of Ludlow's Board of Selectmen, said the redevelopment will mean jobs and added tax revenue for the town.
The Riverwalk is going to be very exciting. It's the first time in decades that the town will be reconnected to a beautiful stretch of the Chicopee River. And it really makes it, in addition to being a historical project and an economic development project, it makes it a community project.
The enthusiasm for the project is shared by the local business community, according to Lou Curto, president of the East of the River Chamber of Commerce.
We're looking in small businesses, necessarily the mom and pop, right up to the size of, say, Health South.
The Ludlow Mills opened in 1907 and once employed 4,000 people. Redevelopment is projected to create or retain 2,000 jobs and stimulate $300 million in private investment. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.